AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says today's report on jobs from the Labor Department is good, but other economic numbers need improvement.
The jobs numbers today, 428,000 jobs in April, bring the total number of jobs created by under the president's watch to 8.3 million. What he will talk about, which we are very encouraged by. It is also true that inflation is too high. That costs are too high.
President Biden will be talking about manufacturing jobs today in Cincinnati, Ohio. At least 8 people have died in Havana. An explosion ripped away large sections of the outer wall at the Hotel Saratoga, a 19th century structure in old Havana. Cuba's president tweeted it may have been an explosion from a gas leak. People in Ukraine are being warned by the National Security Council of an increased risk of shelling Sunday and Monday, coinciding with Russia's Victory Day celebrations. Lithuania's President Gitanas Nausėda says Russia must pay for its war crimes.
We must increase our preparedness to the maximum capacity. We also agreed to continue supporting Ukraine in its fight for freedom and sovereignty.
The United Nations is bracing to rescue more civilians from the tunnels under a besieged steel plant in Mariupol. Aaron Motovsky, a New York City judge's son, who stormed the Capitol wearing a furry caveman costume on the day of last year's riot, has been sentenced to 8 months in prison. Katie Wright, the mother of Dante Wright, who was shot and killed by a suburban Minneapolis police officer, said she was injured while she was briefly detained by one of the same department's officers after she stopped to record an arrest of a person during a traffic stop. Wright says she was worried about what the Brooklyn Center officers might do to the person being handcuffed. This is AP News. This year's Asian Games has been postponed in China because of the coronavirus.
Less than 3 months after Beijing hosted the Olympic Games, the Olympic Council of Asia announced they were cancelling the Asian Games. The OCA has not yet decided on new dates, but said they would make an announcement after talks with other organisers. The postponement is a sign that the Chinese leadership is becoming concerned about the rise of coronavirus infections from Shanghai to Beijing in a year when an important political meeting is due to take place. China has implemented a zero-COVID policy through lockdowns and other restrictions, even though globally coronavirus restrictions have begun to ease. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Nashville Public Library is responding to library scrutiny in Tennessee with a goal to distribute 5,000 iRead banned books library cards this month. Governor Bill Lee plans to sign a bill that would let a politically appointed panel remove books from public school libraries statewide through a new veto power. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.